In exchange for the massive annual bailouts, one would have expected mail to arrive on time, parcels to be delivered, services to be provided, such as motor licenses. Instead, this. The SAPO's locked out of 105 of its post offices because they haven't paid their bills. The electricity's been cut at 22 of them. The SAPO's in court over 341 cases of non-payment, and there are 103 post offices being threatened with being locked out or having their electricity cut, or both. The SAPO's in arrear to landlords to the tune of 338 million, and 571 post offices face the chop. Already, 50 post offices have recently been closed by irate landlords, and another 42 closed during a so-called optimization exercise by the SAPO.